tell yourself, I engage in meditation. I engage in meditation. You might notice some resistance as soon as you say, I engage. So resistance comes with as some mind chatter, some thoughts, some emotion, or physical uncomfortableness, and so on, so many ways. They are all resistance. I engage in meditation and I notice some resistance. This thought, that thought, blah, blah, blah. Observe everything. I engage in meditation, but I like to solve this issue. But I worry about my physical symptom. But I have to calculate my money, and so on. So resistance is always about the body. What your body needs. So whenever you like to engage in your mindfulness, the peaceful mind state, body appears as the obstacle in your mind. Body needs so many things. It's so important for you. Such importance is the resistance to be relaxed, to be still, to be tranquil and silent. So body itself is the obstacle. That's why body can't be relaxed completely. So only when you pass through the resistance, your body is finally relaxed and no more noisy body, then you see the completely tranquil mind. And you experience the wholeness and fullness. Just repeat. I engage in meditation. I engage in meditation. So as long as you decide that something is so valuable for you and something is so important for you, as long as you have such things, your body is a king. Your body witnesses your life. Your body witnesses love. Your body creates abundance, joy, happiness, safety, peace, stability, and so on. So body is a king, and the mind is nothing. Mind is powerless. But when you engage in meditation, body is gradually getting to be quieter and quieter and quieter and vanished, and finally only mind exists here. This is the purpose of the meditation. Okay, understanding what we are doing and understanding our purpose in this meditation. Slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. Breathe in and out. The prana comes from everywhere. And the prana is out to everywhere. You are in the kingdom of God. God breath is everywhere, and God breath is coming to you from all directions. And when you exhale, Your appreciation and gratitude is brought to everywhere in Kingdom of God. And your inner eye might find the beautiful stars around you, and God's breath is coming through the all stars and reaching you, and your exhalation is brought to everywhere through all the beautiful stars. Yes, all beautiful stars are people. People who appeared in your life to show you love, to show you the real value of your being. Yes, all the stars are there, here, to show you how you are valuable, how much value you have and you are. And now you can come back to normal breathing, but keep the sight of the beautiful stars. You are the one of the beautiful stars. And each star, look at each star. Of course, you are familiar with each of them. You know who he is, who she is. They are there for you, and they don't do anything to show you love. They don't need to do anything. They just showing by their own beautiful light. They don't move, they don't approach you, they don't do anything. They are just be there and show you the light. You too. You don't move anywhere. You don't speak up. You just stay here. And by seeing their beautiful light, you are blessing them. You are celebrating them. And actually, you love them. What he did, what she said, There is no such things in this real world, in this God kingdom. There is no value in doing in this real world. For ego, probably most valuable thing is the body. Ego lets you believe that the body can bring you so many things, so many good things. And for ego, money is also valuable. Ego try to convince you that the money can bring you so many things. So much happiness, safety, peace, joy, even passion, compassion, and so on. So as long as you keep those things ego try to convince you, you can't see the beautiful light of stars well. So, but if you try to see, truly see the light of each star, ego's voice is gradually faded out. Ask yourself if you have the willingness to engage in meditation. And give up the obstacles. And accept true love and true your own value. Your value is much, much beyond of what you believe. Your value is limitless. Actually, the salvation of this world is depending on you, completely depending on you. Your value is enormous. So tell yourself, my willingness is to accept and witness my value I don't know what my value is yet, but I have the willingness to accept it and witness it. Forget about all the things you decided if they are so valuable for you. And instead, want to accept your limitless value, but you don't know yet. This is a way to salvation, way to healing, and it's called forgiveness, true forgiveness. Now it's time to pick up one star. Look at one star. Which star you are drawn to? You know who he is or she is. And listen to the person's voice. As soon as you will listen to the person's voice, you start hearing the voice of that person, what the person said. Pronounce your name. Listen to it. The person is calling your name. When you hear your name, your body might react, but continue to listen. Listen to it, your name, repeatedly. Then next star, the person start calling your name. And another. Everyone is calling your name. And now you finally start hearing another voice from inside of your mind. Your holiness is calling your name inside. You can't judge anyone else. You can judge only yourself. You can accuse only yourself. So our grievances, condemnation, hurt ourselves. And we make ourselves as the not good enough being, already ruined, lot of mistakes, and sinner. We lost our value. We can't see our value. So now, let's bring back our natural state and try to keep the willingness, true willingness to accept and experience, witness our own limitless value. So accepting the calling is a good way to walk in the path of forgiveness. The voice is now all merged and mixed and then becoming the beautiful silence. Keep the silence, no movement. Just slowly, gently open your physical eyes. Don't forget, keep remembering that your value never disappeared. It's eternal. And it's beyond of your judgment and beyond what you are doing, what you are thinking. It's much, much beyond. So don't worry. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.